we have peace in the midst of the storm. That's important for us to know. It's important us for know, to know that God is at work. And important for us to know that whatever it is we're facing right now, it's nothing to God. It might be everything to us, but it's really nothing to God. He knows what's going on. He hasn't been surprised. In fact, he won't be surprised. So during this time of turmoil, we can find peace. We can even find some interesting ways to connect to peace. One church, Metropolitan Church of God in Detroit, published a list of choruses you can use to while you're hand washing, so that you can celebrate God at the same time you're washing your hands. I love this choruses they chose. Be an Overcomer by Charles Naylor, which says, never yield a step in the hottest fight. God will send you help from the realms of light. In Jehovah's might, put the foe to flight, and the victor's crown you can wear at last. Now, my voice wasn't quite ready this morning to sing that one, but you hear it. But instead, you have this, too. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. It's one of those songs that helps us to praise the Lord while we're going through that several times a day hand washing. Or you can use from Leaning on the Everlasting Arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Now, you might have a special chorus that you'd like to use in place of those, but this is one of those that, or these are some that work well. Also, All in Jesus, which is another heritage hymn from the Church of God. Or We Have a Hope. We have a hope within our souls, brighter than the perfect day. Voice is not there, sorry. God has given us His Spirit, and we want the world to hear it. All our doubts are passed away. So we can celebrate together with those hymns. Even as we're just washing our hands. But as we look to what God is sharing with us today, peace in the storm. We're in the storm right now. We wonder how we'll survive it. We wonder sometimes, where is God? Palm Sunday is a remembrance that the King has come to us. And we can rejoice because God has really good plans for us. John chapters 11 to 14 are all about the peace that God is giving us because of the love of God. In fact, there's some outline of God's love that I want to remind you of in that I've been speaking of in the last several months. But right now is a good time to review that outline. In John 11, Lazarus is raised from the dead. And the friends of God discover they're not abandoned to the grave. In John 12, Jesus is anointed by Mary. Why? Well, because the plans of God are going to lead through the storm. In John 12, the leadership, we find out, was planning to kill Lazarus and Jesus. And then, still, he comes to Jerusalem as king. John 12, verse 13, says, for they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. Well, that peace in the storm is there for us. Still in John 12, Jesus prays to glorify the Father in what is coming. Because the Father's voice then comes from heaven, even though the crowd doesn't get it. Jesus predicts the cross as a victory in John 12, 31 and 32. Now is the judgment of this world. Now will the ruler of this world be cast out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Peace in the storm. Through the storm, we have to remember the circumstances are not in control. Instead, Jesus is in control of the circumstances for his purposes. Jesus came to save. He came to save then, and he will save us in this hour as well. It's not just something for our distant past. It's something for our right now. Peace in this storm. In John chapter 13, we find Jesus giving us an assignment of service. John 13, verses 14 to 15. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you also should do just as I have done to you. John 13, verses 14 and 15. He gives us peace in the storm. And then he also tells us in John 14 that he has the love of God to share with the people of God. And as the Son of God serves us, knowing he's going to be betrayed, knowing he's going to be denied, knowing he's going to be rejected, we find he still shares his love and tells us to share it as well. He goes on to give us an assignment of love in John 13, 34 to 35. He says, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Peace in the storm through the love of God. In John 14, Jesus has already planned for our future. He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And he does not leave us. He continues to show us that he's leading through that plan. In John 14, he teaches us that plan. John 14, 6, Jesus said, I am the way, and the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Oh my goodness, how good God is. Jesus has promised us too his power so that we would be part of the plan. John 14, 13, whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's about us completing his mission. And Jesus has promised us his Spirit, John 14, 16. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Isn't that amazing? And Jesus has promised us life. Yet a little while, and the world will see me no more, but you will see me because I live. You also will live. Now Jesus tells us to find our peace by hanging on to him. Find peace in the storm. John 14, 22. Judas, not Iscariot, said to Jesus, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? That's an interesting question. How will we see you when the world does not? How will we know you when the world cannot? Well, finding peace in the storm. This world is in a mess. It was in a mess in Jesus' time. There was a real storm of challenging separation between Jesus and his disciples. There's a real storm of challenging separation between you and I right now. But God has plans to be in perfect control of all that's happening. We need not face this with an overwhelming fear. There are disasters to come. There were disasters to come for Jesus' disciples around the table as well. There were unseen forces making the attacks, just as for us today. Yet for his followers, Jesus shows himself. Jesus knows the rest of the world isn't going to get it. But still, he continues to show himself to us. Things the world cannot understand are at work. Even though the world looks at their mess, we have a chance to hang on to Jesus and to look at him. Jesus answered John 14:23-24. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but it is the Father's who sent me. Hang on to Jesus. Hang on to Jesus. There are no ifs in the Bible. Are not there. There are ifs in the Bible, but those ifs are important. We need to see what they're saying to us. This is an if about relationship. Because love makes it easy to please one another. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Love makes it easy to please the one that we love. And loving Jesus will show up in our behavior. We will keep his word. Even when the world is messed up, even when things are falling apart, even when we can barely figure out what's going to happen next in our world or with those people around us, what will happen after we go to the grocery store or the gas station or come home? Are we going to bring something home with us? These unseen forces, are they really after us? Well, that shouldn't change how we behave. Loving Jesus would show that we know him and show that we can know the Father's love and presence. This if, as I said, is about relationship. This eternal reality is from God. Crisis challenges our relationship all the time. Because we let all the things get in the way. We let all the problems get in the way. Some of us are challenged at relationship because we're isolated from everybody else. Some of us are challenged in relationship because isolation just seems too lonely. Crisis challenges relationship. But this eternal reality that God is with us and that we should hang on to Jesus will remain. Selfishness will threaten our connections, but don't forget to keep Jesus in sight and remember God is here. John 14:25-26. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Remember, God is here. The apostles are about to face separation from their Lord and their Master. They're going to face the worst week of their life. But Jesus reminds them of the truth. Now, they're not going to discover it until they regain focus. But once they regain focus, once they remember God is here, they will remember what Jesus says. So Jesus tells them before they experience the worst, so that they might be able to hang on to Jesus and remember God is here as they face the worst. The presence of God is in His Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, it is sent from the Father in the name of the Son. It's sent to teach us how to navigate the crises of our lives. It's sent to remind us of what Jesus has taught us. It's sent so that we might know that God will help us through. We need not hoard supplies in times of crisis. We need not act as if God will not provide. We need not show those signs of selfishness or those signs of distrust or those signs of a lack of love, because Christ has said that even though there's going to be separation, you are going to get through the storm. Nothing is stronger than the Trinity, the Spirit sent by God through Jesus the Son. In John 14:27, Jesus gives us peace for the storm. He says this, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Oh, not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." Do you need that word today? So many do. So many do. And you need to share that word in faith, believing, with those that you talk to on the phone, those that call you who are struggling, some who are worried about work, some worried about income, some worried about supplies, some worried about relatives, some worried about friends, some just scared to death of the unseen forces. Well, the unseen forces have always been around us, but Jesus hasn't changed. Peace is present when we hold on to Jesus. Now, His peace is not absence of war. His peace is not absence of trouble. It is instead the presence of shalom. It is the presence of wellness and wholeness and the reality of who God is. How much peace does the world give us? Well, not too much. In fact, if it wasn't for increasing fear, we would have no media. Because we discover that the only thing they want to share is the bad news. Or some silly entertainment news. Sharing the good news doesn't happen quite so often. Media is about increasing fear. Even when we look at the programming that's on TV, you can look at all kinds of TV right now to keep you occupied. Have you noticed how many of those are murder mysteries? How many of those are CSI shows? How many of those are about seeing how we can discover what other humans have done to us? How many of those are about what God is doing for us? Jesus says to ditch the distractions. Don't worry. Don't fear. His peace is here because Jesus never really leaves us. John 14:28-29. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I've told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. Jesus never really leaves us. Although He's facing the cross, His presence is promised. Jesus never leaves us. He says, I'm going, but I will come. He's leaving, but He has never really left us. We only seem to be separated. We seem to be separated because of walls and doors and antiseptics and cleaning and distance and social distancing and leaving one another away from the kind of connection we're used to. Well, that separation is just for a time. We will return again to one another. But for this time, we show good sense in protection. We want to protect others as well as protecting ourselves. In this time, we want to know that although Jesus never really leaves us, sometimes the separation is necessary. The present storm looks like the end. It looked like the end to the disciples. It looks like the end for some of us. But Jesus is still caring for us. So hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. Hold on to Jesus. He went to be with the Father for our good. Remember, no power in all the universe is greater than the Trinity. The Holy Spirit given to us by the Father through the Son. We might fear the trouble. We might doubt the future. We think the end is at hand. But Jesus says, remember and believe. It looks bad, but God. John 14:30. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me. Oh my. Oh my, oh my. It looks bad, but God. Oh, even though the ruler of this world is on his way, he has no claim. Jesus says this facing the cross. Jesus was already wrestling with the unseen, but he was pouring out hope, pouring out love, pouring out his purpose to his disciples. Oh, yes, there's an enemy in the midst. Oh yes, the temporary ruler of the world is here. But Jesus says, he has no claim on me.
Praise God.
And he has no claim on you. Satan cannot win. Jesus has already defeated him.
Praise.
He said this so that the world may know. John 14, verse 31. But I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. So that the world may know. Remember, Jesus is following the eternal plan. He holds the Father close, so that he can carry it out, so that the world might know. So that the world might know. Remember, he said that about the love he told disciples to have for one another. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so that the world may know you are my disciples. He says that about his love for the Father, so that the world may know. So don't worry that it's time to face the cross. The days ahead are the hardest Jesus will ever face. Some of the days ahead for us are the hardest we will ever face. But Jesus says, don't worry. Even these are for our good. We don't know how or why. We only know this. Jesus is the victor. Oh, the ruler of this world is here, but he has no claim on me. Jesus is victor. The grave has no claim on him. Jesus is with you. The world has no claim on you. The enemy has no claim on you. Our present trouble has no claim on you. We might face it. We might go through it. It might be the very worst we've ever seen. But you know, it's in the very worst that God creates the very best. As you think through these days, remember that Jesus walked step by step, knowing the cross was in front of him, knowing that on the cross he would glorify the Father, the Father would be glorified in him, and God would finally glorify the Son through resurrection and life for us. He has a purpose for you. He has a purpose for me. Let us pray that God fulfills his purpose in us, that we might know by all the power and presence and love that God gives, that we are his. Let us pray.